In 1814 we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns.
That's the original Beverly Hillbillies. Some of the most interesting facets of Northwest history are easy to forget about, either because they just aren't around anymore, or in some cases because their historic plaques keep washing away. And that's why we have our resident historian, Felix Bunnell, to tell us about a forgotten fort that once stood along the Snoqualmie River.
Yeah, I stumbled across a reference of a place called Fort Tilton in an old book not long ago, and my ears perked right up. Who doesn't love old forgotten forts? It was about 163 years ago this week, back in 1856, when Washington Territorial Governor Isaac Stevens, who we often talk about here on Wednesday mornings, instructed the militia to build a series of defensive structures out in the Snoqualmie Valley. This was during what was called the Treaty War of 1855 and 1856, when problematic treaty processes, to say the least, and the arrival of more and more settlers had led to escalating violence. Christy Lakes, the assistant director of the Snoqualmie Valley Historical Museum, she told me that Fort Tilton was built in February and March of 1856, about a mile or so below Snoqualmie Falls on the north bank of the river. It's along what's now called Hatchery Road near the state fish hatchery at Tocal Creek. You'll see signs for that if you ever drive from Falls City up to Snoqualmie Falls. I asked Christy Lake what Fort Tilton looked like.
The way I would describe it is it looks like a log house with no windows. It was a very simple log structure, about 14 feet by about 20 feet, with a reinforced door. It had a dirt floor. Its main purpose was to store supplies. The men would have been camped in tents around the area.
So this wasn't a huge fort built to house hundreds or even dozens of men. It was like a reinforced storage structure that could double as a blockhouse in the event of an attack. As Christy said, as many as 200 men would have been camped in tents around the fort. Christy Lake says Snoqualmie Pass was a strategic route over the mountains, even then, and during the Treaty War, the military thought natives from eastern Washington might cross over to attack settlers on the west side.
Because the people in Seattle feared that the Yakima were going to come over the pass and invade Seattle, they felt that if they put some outposts along the Snoqualmie River, that they would have enough advanced warning to be able to stop that.
So the story is fairly complicated with all kinds of social, cultural, military, and economic factors in play. But the leader of the Snoqualmies then was a man named Pat Canem. He'd tried to organize an attack on settlers back in the 1840s, but was unable to do so. So by the time of the Treaty War, Pat Canem had managed to consolidate native groups in the Snoqualmie Valley and had considerable power. And he was generally considered to be non-hostile toward American settlers. The Snoqualmies were actually viewed as allies against other natives angered by the treaty process. But Christy Lake says it was, of course, more complicated than that, and the complications were also part of the reason for building Fort Tilton and an additional four more forts in the Snoqualmie Valley in 1856.
Some of the settlers really saw Pat Canem as a friend to the U.S. government, whereas others were very suspicious of him. So depending on which historic documents you read, you get very different versions. And so another reason for having the forts in the Snoqualmie Valley was locating U.S. troops with weapons at his strategic villages to make sure that he didn't actually join the uprising, because there was a fear that if the Snoqualmie tribe joined an uprising, that the U.S. government wouldn't be able to win.
So the Treaty War was pretty much over by the end of 1856, and the forts were abandoned. Fort Tilton was standing as late as the 1880s, according to some eyewitness accounts from about 100 years ago. Now, the Washington State Historical Society and the Daughters of the Pioneers installed a bronze and stone marker at the site of Fort Tilton in the late 1920s, but it was washed away by a flood not long after. Then a wood marker installed in the 70s was also washed away, as was an interpretive panel installed in the early 2000s. So the actual site of the fort, it's private property, it's a residence, but the roadside where the markers used to be is publicly accessible. There are no plans to do any archaeological exploration there, and Christy says she knows of no effort to install another marker, because it would probably just wash away. I did ask Christy Lake one more question about Fort Tilton, and that was, just who was that windowless and floorless log house named for?
It was named for James Tilton, who was the surveyor general for the state of Washington, and he was also the officer that was above the person that was stationed at the fort that named it. So he was naming it after his superior officer.
So that guy's kind of a suck-up then, is what you're saying.
Oh, totally.
I don't recognize the name. There's nothing else named for him around here?
No, and he has his own interesting backstory, which we have links to at My Northwest. He actually owned a slave, and I mean, Tilton's a very complicated guy completely separate from this fort being named after him. But I asked Christy if that bronze marker might still be there in the riverbed. She thinks it could just be buried below the silt.
Where is it again?
Well, if you drive from Falls City up to Snoqualmie Falls on the back road,
right.
About a mile out of Falls City, you'll see a sign for Fish Hatchery Road. And this is on Fish Hatchery Road right along the bank of the river, and where these signs have been placed now three times and been washed away.
Felix Bunnell joins us every Wednesday with a piece of Northwest history, and all his features are at mynorthwest.com. Thanks, Felix.
Thank you.